Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, fam? I guess we have my man in the building with me. Well, I'm with him, rather. Mr. Brent Carmichael, are you with us? Mr. Brent, are you with us? All right, y'all, we are in the building, man. Thank y'all. Welcome, y'all. Welcome to Safe For You. And I'm waiting on my man Brent to get on the show, man. I'll tell you what, I was trying to get in here.
Can you
and
hear me now?
Sure, everything's running. There we go. There my man is. What's going on with you, Mr. Brent? I'm with you, man. What's happening?
Okay. Hey, I just want to say thank you, Brother Lico, for being in the studio. We want to welcome back the Bomb Radio Network listeners for Social Awareness and Family Enhancement, a program that's trying to effectively, positively connect the community. For those of you who don't know, Lico, of course, has his show on Friday night, and Lico is in the studio, and I am actually on the highway on my way back to Texas from the University of Northern Iowa, where we had our homecoming event this weekend. So, Lico, I want to thank you for standing in for me and making sure the show comes live to everybody back in the studio.
Man, it's not a problem, man. How did everything go out there, man?
Oh, man, it was a blessing. But again, as we all, when we start our show, we always want to remember to take that moment of silence for the man upstairs who's made this possible. And on the backside of that, we'll play our song that we always dedicate to our show. So first, let's take that moment of silence for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay, we want to thank you, but just to answer your question real quick, Lico, it was awesome. I spent a lot of time with my fraternity brothers and also my brothers of sports that we played many years ago back in the University of Northern Iowa. Unfortunately, we didn't win the game, but anytime that the Lord has allowed us to get there safely, get back safely, see all of the people that we spent so much quality time with during our college years, that is a win. So I really want to say to everybody, if you have that opportunity to get back to your colleges or get back connected with friends and family, please do, however it be, through Facebook or opportunities to get back to homecoming events or just to call your friends and say, hey, let's meet for coffee or dinner. The Lord will bless you with many, many riches, because I feel very blessed to be able to take some stuff home with me that I learned over this weekend. So with that, we're gonna play our song, and then on the other side, I'll tell you about the new format we're going to have with Social Awareness and Family Enhancement. You guys haven't heard us for the last couple weeks, so we're kind of changing up some format, try to reach a few more listeners and talk a little bit more about some social stuff. And then we have some contests coming up through some music, different music contests we're going to have. So with that, we're going to play our song, and then on the other side, we'll talk to you.
I'm sorry. That's not it. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get to it right now, brother. So we're just really working on it. I know we usually do devotion. And
right.
Yeah, and
and that's the hazards of you being in the studio and me being here, brother. So we definitely,
it's all good.
The opportunity to do that, and we're going to do what we can to get our message out to y'all. So
yeah, for sure. That's really what it's about, man. But we definitely on it, baby. Here we go, man.
You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
All right. Devotion. I love that song, man.
Yeah, I do too, man. And as that's the reason we've selected Earth, Wind, and Fire's devotion song, because whatever you do in your life, you're definitely willing to be devoted to it. If it's your faith, if it's your business, if it's, of course, your family, your church, whatever it is, you must be devoted to becoming the best and the best possible person, the best possible husband, the best possible brother, sister, family member, friend, as it is, in order to make our world what we think that our Lord and Savior has put us on this earth for. So, again,
right.
We want to welcome you back to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com. We are kind of in a unique situation this evening. I am on the road traveling back from the University of Northern Iowa, and I got my guy, Lico Mack, in the studio, who is making sure that you guys get a chance to listen to us for this hour. As you know, we kind of shortened it this week to an hour, just because we know that there's probably going to be some technical difficulties, especially with me out on this highway and these Oklahoma highways. You're going to lose service, and you don't get service real well, and so we may have some difficulties. So if you guys, if it happens, please bear with us. My guy Lico Mack will try to do what he can to be creative if that happens, but we want you to be aware that it may be a possibility with our show this evening. As I said before,
right,
before the song Devotion, we're going to kind of change up some things with social awareness and family enhancement. Again, you know I'm your host, Brent Carmichael. I am the founder and director of 4U Academy, which is a program that tries to positively connect individuals and families with the community in four major areas, and our four areas is autism resources. We want to be able to help families lower their stress by finding the information, finding the resources for you, because we know that the difficulties that it is that you may face in order to try, especially if you're a new parent or a parent that has just had a child that has been diagnosed and you have no idea where to go, what to do, we want to be able to help you with that. The second area is social awareness. We want to be able to help you with your educational needs, your social needs, if you need therapy, if you need anyone to help assist you in finding the right places to go. We do not provide individual services. What we do is help connect you with the families or with the businesses that are professionally at your disposal. We want to be able to have that, and then we want to be able to possibly, if we have the funds available, to be able to help you pay for some of those professional services that, again, are going to sometimes those costs become astronomical, and we know that you may not be able to rely on your own financial stability, so we want to be able to help you in some way, shape, or form. I'm sorry. And the third thing is, we provide sports instruction for individuals that may be disabled or individuals that are non-disabled. As many of you may know from past conversations, I did have an opportunity to play professional basketball. If you remember a couple of our shows back, we had several professional athletes on our show, again, giving you some insight on the desire, motivation, and some of the skill levels you have in order to be able to reach that goal of becoming a professional athlete. And finally, we help other organizations fundraise. We do small fundraisers. We're not trying to raise millions and millions of dollars, but if you are a family that is interested in trying to raise a little money for your loved one who may be disabled or have a disability and you need some different type of apparatus or some iPads, some assistive technology, those are things that we want to be able to help you receive, just for the simple fact that we know, again, like I said earlier, that it becomes difficult financially sometimes to be able to have those resources. So that's what our show is about, social awareness and family enhancement. But we're going to change it up a little bit. And the first hour from now on, you know, we have a two-hour show. The first hour, we are going to talk about how we can help you as an individual family or a community in the service area of autism or working with disabled children and adults. We're going to provide that first hour for you to call in, talk to us about your situation. And again, you know, we are not a professional therapy. What we are going to do is help try to find the right opportunities or the right resources for you to be able to get those things done. We want to connect you with, we have built a database of a number of organizations across this country that we have access to. And we want to be able to connect you with whatever city you're in. If we don't have it, we'll try to find it for you. So we want, again, be able to give you an outlet, because many of us who have been in that realm as far as raising an individual on the spectrum have no resources to our available, are not quality resources, because we don't know where they're at. And so we, again, want to be able to help you and assist you and provide that information for you. And then the second half hour, what we'll do with that show is, we know that there are a lot of our kids and loved ones who love this new game of or the music industry. And as I was talking to a young man here at the University of Northern Iowa this weekend, who is from St. Louis, who is a marketing major, but also loves to rap and loves to do music, we want to be able to give you an outlet to be able to provide our listeners with what we're going to call message in the music. We want to be able to allow you to come on our show, give us a few bars and a few lyrics of what you have as far as what you created in a song or through open mic or poetry or whatever, and we want you to be able to tell us what that message is. One of the problems that I see with our age groups as we transition from when we loved music and what our music, and nowadays what the music and messages are, we've kind of, us older group, our experience group, has kind of missed some of the message that they're trying to give to us. But we want to break that down and find out what the message is in the music. Why did you write that song? What did that song mean to you? I know there's some songs out here that just sound crazy, and they sound crazy to me because it's really doesn't have any rhyme or reason for me to understand it. But that individual that wrote it might have a reason for writing that. So we want to be able to understand and give our listeners an opportunity to understand a little bit more. Now, what does that do? I believe that it's going to allow some of our, again, experienced listeners to, one, know a little bit more about, you know, our youngsters and why they have chosen to try and do hip-hop music or rap music, whichever you want to call it, and understand that, you know, it's not sometimes how loud the beat is or the words that they're actually using as the message. There may be a deeper message. And we also want you to know that sometimes there's a message in there that your kids are listening to that's negative. And we want you to be able to understand that and say to your children and have a nice sit-down, a conversation, family conversation, about what that message was. And that's why you understand that you don't want them listening to that particular style of music, because of the fact that it really is not very good for the mentality of a 13, 14, 15-year-old to be listening to some of that stuff that comes on. So that's where we're at right now with social awareness and family enhancement. We're trying to, again, enhance the Bomb Radio Network. As you know, the Bomb Radio Network has, you know, five shows, and those five shows come on different nights on the Bomb Radio Network, and we want to be able to present these to you. And we'll talk a little bit more about those shows here after our next song. So, Liko, if you could take it away back to another song, and then on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about messaging the music and what you got coming on the Bomb Radio Network, because you are listening to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
He is my king, he is my one. Yes, he's my father, yes, he's my son. I can talk to him, cause he understands everything I go through and everything I am. My support system, I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hug, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love you and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever too. Cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. Misunderstood. Yeah. Some say that he's up to no good around the neighborhood. But for your information, a lot of my brothers got education. Now check it, you got your Wall Street brother, your blue collar brother. You're down for whatever, chilling on the corner, brother. A talented brother, and to every one of y'all behind bars, you know that Angie loves you. On my black brother.
I won't. This is Cecil the Lion, and you can listen to Black Wall Street Fort Worth Radio every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll share black history facts and tips for today's black business owner. So join me, Cecil the Lion, every Thursday from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here at the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey teens, check out the Career Scoop Teen Talk Show for teens by teens. Join the Scoop Troop as they scoop up your future and dish out success every Saturday at 2 o'clock Central Time. Don't forget, tell your teens and shout out your friends right here on the Bomb Radio Network, live at blogtalkradio.com.
Yo, what's up, family? It's Leeko Mac, and you can listen to Sagu Radio every Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time as we highlight independent artists, conduct great interviews, and play great music. So join us every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. right here at the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalk.com.
This is Brent Carmichael, and you can listen to Social Awareness and Family Enhancement, Safe for You, every Sunday night from 6 to 8 Central Time, where we talk music and ways to positively connect your community. So join us from 6 to 8 Central on Sunday nights right here on the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com, where you are always in the place to be.
This is your girl Kay with The Answer Is You, where we talk about life events, local news, and having the answers for the questions in the community. So check me out every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. on thebombradionetwork.com.
You're listening to The Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, we want to welcome you all back to Social Awareness and Family Enhancement, a program that, again, is trying to positively connect your community. As you just got through listening to some of those promos, let me tell you a little bit about the Bomb Radio Network and why I joined this group. And this group is really community-minded. We are trying to, again, bring the interest of the black community and all community to the radio station, to our listeners, to be able to be positively connected in the community. We're talking with Black Wall Street, with Cecil the Lion. Cecil was very knowledgeable as a local businessman in the Fort Worth area of what it takes to become a positive black business and being successful black businesses. Cecil does a lot of work for city and around the state of Texas and Oklahoma. Has a very wealth of knowledge, that could give you an idea of what it takes to be an integral part of your community from a black business standpoint. Then we got Sagu Radio, which is Step Your Game Up. My guy, Leeko Mac, as you've listened to many weeks, and you'll get to hear him a little bit here in a second. We're going to discuss a little bit more about the message of the music. But he has a wealth of experience in the music industry, in the entertainment industry. He's been doing it for many years, has a good, actually him and his wife have a business in the Fort Worth area that allows people to express themselves through the music in this industry to be able to get their information and their words out to the public, again, in a positive light. We really want to be able to make sure that everyone understands we want it to be in a positive light. You have Miss Shanita, who is our teen expert. She has Saturday afternoons Career Scoop. Career Scoop. She wants to be able to get our teens connected to the community. But the teens are running it. The teens are there to give us an insight on what we're doing. Many times we think we know what we want to do for our teens, but our teens want to do something totally different. So here's their voice with Miss Shanita, who is actively involved in careers with helping young people get in jobs or find jobs, find colleges that they could go to, find their direction in whichever direction they want to go in their lives. And she does an awesome job with that. Of course, Social Awareness and Family Enhancement on Sunday nights, which we want to be able to assist you in being able to find whatever your needs are in the community that you live in, and we want to help with that. But new to our Bomb Radio Network is Ms. K with The Answer Is You. Ms. K has a wealth of information who she provides answers, many of the foundational answers that we may seek to look for. She runs her own nonprofit. She helps do drug testing for those of your families that members in your family that you may think need, you know, in order some help, in order to get them maybe off some drugs. Ms. K has joined the Bomb Radio Network and has done an awesome job in getting information out to our communities and those who may not look or know where to find help in the inner cities. And Ms. K has been doing this for many years. And again, you have the Bomb Radio Network with buku years of service in a lot of different areas. So please listen to us. Join us on our Monday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday shows. I guarantee you, you'll know that once you listen to us and get the word out to many of the other community people who we are trying to reach, that this will help build our community because we are about that. And one thing I forgot to talk about was I know with Salgu Radio, they do a lot of community activist events in the Fort Worth, Texas area. They are out in the community working with organizations, working with city council, working with different businesses to help build our community awareness. And so I think Lico is doing a great job of getting the word out. I know we got some upcoming events. We're going to talk to him here in a second about some upcoming events that he has that can connect you with the Bomb Radio Network and the community. So with that, we want to thank you all for listening to our radio network. And please tell your friends and tell your family about all of our shows, because all of our shows really is about connecting the community. So with that, let's talk a little bit more about Messaging the Music. I'm going to bring Lico in because Lico, again, has been spent many years in the entertainment industry, and I just want to have him say a few words about our new format and if he thinks that it's something that would be rewarding for our older adults, our experienced adults, to know a little bit more about the message from the music from our young people. Lee, what do you think, man?
Oh, man, I tell you what, Brent, I think it's an awesome segment. I think it's an awesome thing you're doing with that because, I mean, every message comes from somewhere in somebody's music, no matter if it's from the streets or from the, you know, from the church, no matter where it's from, they have a message that they're really wanting to put out there, you know. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but I tell a lot of artists, when you do, if you are a street artist or if you're from the hood and you want to be underground, kind of split a Tupac. You know, you have your songs that you have strictly for that audience, but you have songs that you give back to the community, letting them, hey, everything isn't about the streets, everything isn't about women, everything isn't about drugs or sex or a lot of different things that we hear on our radio stations today. You know what I'm saying? Black radio stations at that. But, I mean, right. I think that's good because a lot of people do have messages that would not never be heard on a mainstream station because they don't want that. So what you're doing is giving an outlet to those artists saying, hey, man, we want to hear what your message is. You know, if it ain't nothing but a few bars, if it ain't nothing but the hook, whatever, it's something that people can go back and listen to and say, hey, man, okay, I like that, and end up wanting to listen to the whole song or maybe booking you for something else. So, I mean, I think it's a great segment. Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, man, and I really prayed about it, man, and got to thinking about, you know, what's another way that we'll be able to get out and get a message to the community, but also bring the community together. A lot of times, as soon as we hear, in my mind, as soon as we hear a certain word or words that we don't understand, we either turn the music off or turn the radio off and don't want to listen to it. But then we got our kids who come home and got those earbuds on and listening to it and know every word, every message that's coming through it. And we have no way in being able to talk to our kids about what the message is because, one, we're not hearing it, and, two, we have no idea what they're listening to. So I'm hoping that we can, again, connect our families because and through a way of awareness and information. So, Leek, again, I did briefly mention some of our upcoming events. I don't know if you have any of that information. I know you probably got a list of 20 things that you're doing because I know you're busy and you're always doing something in the community, which is awesome because we know you're doing a lot. So if you want to just give us a brief synopsis of some of the things that you got coming that we, you know, as a community should be out there and support. So I hate to put you on the spot, but if you have a few, then cool. If not, we'll move on to another song and talk about it on the other side.
Well, you know, I appreciate that, man, and it's awesome. We have a lot of things, but I would like to let everyone know that they can always go to nexttothestage.com, and they can also look at the same thing with the Bomb Radio Network. We're there as well, so if you forget where we are, but you can always go to nexttothestage.com. That's next, the number two, thestage.com. We have this coming up weekend, this Saturday, man. We have Detox Mind, Body, and Spirit event going on. I think it's from 4 to 6, if I'm not mistaken. And it's just talking about holistic ways of healing your body instead of taking pills and whatnot, trying to do it the holistic way. And that's Miss Emma Sharp, Detox Your Body, Mind, Body, and Spirit. And that's at next to the stage this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. Also, man, the Bomb Radio Network is hosting an event, man, that I call Sounds in the City. And it's kind of the similar thing that you're talking about, but it's at next to the stage as well. It's on the 29th, which is a Thursday, and from 7 to 9, and we are actually just wanting internet radio shows and artists to come through and meet each other. It's like a mixer for internet radio shows and artists. So, man, they can meet each other, and we say, hey, man, I love to be on your show. Anyways, we can enhance each other because it's enough room for everybody. So that's coming up on the 29th at next to the stage. And also, last but not least, I'd like to say that we are having our We Are One rally coming up this Friday at the Stop 6 MLK Center. So we'll be doing that from 7 to 9 as well, and we will be talking about HIV from Black Wall Street, how to, you know, create businesses and whatnot. We have Success Through Respect, which is a police program connecting the police and the community together. We'll be actually talking about we got Success Through Respect. We have HIV. We were talking about actually suicide, how to, you know, try to prevent suicide. We have a lot of people speaking there, but we'll be there at the MLK Center on Fort Worth and in Stop 6 for Fort Worth, Truman Drive. If you'd like to come out from 7 to 9, we'll be playing music, but we'll most definitely be trying to reach our people in a positive manner, you know, and we'll definitely be represented as the Bomb Radio Network as well. So we'll be there, man, and just putting it out there. And like I said, if you have anything you want to, you're trying to look up, or if you forget any of this, go to nexttothestage.com. You can find it on there, man. And I appreciate, you know, the platform for that. But we got a lot happening, man, but we all involved. If you're there or not, you're still involved, man. So it's all good. We know you're busy as well, so.
Right. Well, I sure appreciate what you guys are doing. And of course, I'm going to try to be what I can just to show that support. Listeners, you want to be able to get connected to the Bomb Radio Network and next to the stage. Again, a lot of ways that you know, you can't just sit back and say that you don't know nothing about what's going on or how can I get connected or those things. We're trying to provide that platform for you. And, you know, the more word gets out, the more that you can get your friends and family involved in things. And not everything we do is going to be for you. We know that. But if we provide, you know, numerous opportunities, numerous events for you to be able to connect with someone, because that's really what it boils down to when you're trying to get where you're trying to go. You know, I know I had it took me a long time to understand that, you know, quit trying to reinvent the wheel and let those people who know what they're doing do it, and then you come on in and add your little flavor to it. You know, so many of you out there that have aspirations to be something in the community or help stop some of the violence that's going on. I know We Are One is a big deal with Brother Lico Mack, and I know he's very community-minded when it comes to preventing violence and increasing our information and awareness in the community to help build the black community. I know he's very active in that. And so there's no reason for you to say, I didn't know, or I didn't know where to go. We're telling you where you can go, where you can get some of this information. And again, if we don't know where it is, we'll find it. I know Brother Cecil, he's not going to tell you everything. He doesn't know everything, just like I don't, just like Lee. But we have enough resources in our coffers, in our Rolodex. I know you guys some of you youngsters may not know what a Rolodex is, but in our database of information, in our iPads or emails, or you know, we'll find that information that you need. And so we want to let you know again. So, Lico, if you could cue up another song, we'll go ahead and take a break. Excuse me. We'll take a break. And on the other side, again, talk a little bit about what you're going to see from social awareness and family enhancement on the upcoming shows. Again, we are on Sunday nights normally from 6 to 8, but again, we're on just from 6 to 7 tonight because we have a unique show. I am still on the highway, actually just getting to Oklahoma City, I believe, or close to Oklahoma City, getting closer to home, so... we want to thank you for listening to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
I can make it. You see the light
You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network. On blogtalkradio.com.
And we want to welcome you back to Social Awareness and Family Enhancement, a program on Sunday nights from 6 to 10. I am your host. I'm sorry, 6 to 8, not 6 to 10. 6 to 8, but again, we have a special night tonight from 6 to 7 because I'm still traveling back to Texas in order to be able to bring you the show next week. I am your host, Brent Carmichael. I am the founder and director of 4U Academy, which is a program that provides information and resources for families, individuals, communities in four areas: autism resources, sports information or sports instruction, social awareness, and fundraising. We've been talking this evening about some of the changes that you're going to hear on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 on Safe for You. We talked a little bit about that we are going to focus a little bit more for our families in the social awareness area. If you need assistance or some guidance in ways to be able to effectively communicate or serve or be able to find social services in the community for your loved one that may be dealing with some disability issues, maybe some special needs, we want to be able to help that. We're going to spend the first hour on that. We believe that with the changes of our format that we'll give you a bigger voice in the social awareness community. Listen to your needs, listen to what you have, and be able to help you help others from the things that you're going to be dealing with and the things that you may have gone through or services that you may have been a part of that has worked. And we want to be able to share that with those family members or family, the Bomb Radio Network, who have individuals that are on some type of special needs spectrum. Second, we want all of you inspiring musicians, inspiring entertainers, rappers, those of you who are doing, you know, a lot of the spoken word, we want you to be able to have a voice as well. We're going to do our second half segment will be Message in the Music, where you can take a few bars, and maybe even a hook, explain to us in the Bomb Radio Network family what it means and why you did it. You know, what does it mean to write the songs that you're writing? Or is it just you was just walking down the street and you see the blade of grass and you wanted to talk about the blade of grass? What does that blade of grass mean to you? We also want to put you on the spot to be able to say, don't just write crazy stuff. Write something that that has a meaning to you and to the listeners. Many of the old school music that we've listened to over the years all had a lot of messages, some good, some bad, as Brother Lico Mac said earlier. But we want to give you an opportunity to be able to speak to us through the message is that you may have for us to listen to. So those are the format changes that you're going to find with Social Awareness and Family Enhancement on the Bomb Radio Network. You may have heard earlier us talking a bit about the Bomb Radio Network. We're going to finish this last segment talking about the Bomb Radio Network and what we do in the community and what we're trying to do with this radio station on Blog Talk Radio. We want you to tell your friends. We want you to get your family members around and listen. And maybe you guys can come up with some questions for us. We want you to stump us, because if you stump us, that means we got to do some better work for us to be able to be aware and knowledgeable on what we're doing. And if we don't have the answer, we'll find it. We want you to be able to give your view on things. Again, as we have Ms. K join us with The Answer Is You. She has a wealth of knowledge on Monday nights from 6 to 8 about questions that you may have about inner cities. I know she has, I believe she has been in the Fort Worth area for 20 plus years. And so she knows many of the things that go on in the community in Fort Worth from the ground level, not from City Hall, not from the ivory towers, just from the ground. She knows the groundwork, and she's going to give you what us young folks, I know we used to say this, and I know young folks say it now, just keep it real. Ms. Kay's going to keep it real for you. Many times you need to have that one person that knows, is knowledgeable about a little bit of everything, and to keep it real to you and give you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And Ms. K is going to be there to help you with The Answer Is You on Monday night. And then on Thursday night, all you black businesses that are interested in trying to reach out to the black community, how to start a business, Cecil the Lion is your expert. He's been doing this for many years as well. He wants to be at your disposal. He is a black businessman. And so, you know, again, if he doesn't have any answer, I know he is in the service business as well. He wants to be able to help you guys start a business and help a black business become successful. That's what we want, you know, to be able to be able to bring to you on Thursday nights. Then on Friday, we have Sagu Radio, Step Your Game Up. Brother Lico Mack, who is an expert in the field of entertainment. I know he'll probably laugh when I say this, but I know he was a dancer at one point. I know y'all not going to believe that, but Lico had some moves. From what I understand, he had some moves that would make some of us want to go get crutches. So, but he also knows the ins and outs of the entertainment business and you know, the music business. I know him and his wife Cynthia have started a organization called Step Next to the Stage that provides opportunities for the community to be able to get their message out. Through a community forum and event center. And so, you know, don't say you don't have the access to, you don't have a place to perform or you didn't know where to get it. Next to the Stage is a part of the Bomb Radio Network, and the Bomb Radio Network is presenting many opportunities for you to be able to get your message out. And then on Saturdays, we got Miss Shanita with the Career Scoop for our teens. You know, some of you teens need to get involved with her and connected to her, because she helps you find jobs. She helps plan your careers. But you do a teen to teen. You know, you talk to other teens that are out there doing things positive. You know, you guys that are teenagers, sometimes you guys get that negative feedback from the media from parents, because they don't know what you're doing positively and they don't put that in the news. So this is a forum for you guys to be able to talk to each other. And while we're listening, we're understanding some things that you guys are going through and what you're dealing with. And we may be able to help you get through that. And lastly, again, social awareness and family enhancement on Sunday nights. We're trying to bring all of that together and positively connect the community. Remember, we're changing the format a little bit. We're going to talk more about social awareness and then messaging the music. So please don't say that you don't have the access to some positive things in the community. I know each and every one of us on the Bomb Radio Network want to make sure that we enhance the opportunities for our individuals and families in our communities and decrease the need for violence. decrease the need for others to have to deal with, you know, knuckleheads that, you know, may be out here on a mission to disrupt what you're trying to do. So we're here. We want to know, let you know we're here. We're going to be expanding our programs. And any of you businesses that want to get your message out through advertising or whatever, again, you know, contact one of us through the Bomb Radio Network or go to Next to the Stage, and I'm sure we can fix you up with a nice little package that where you can get maximize some of your business and marketing on our network. So with that, I know we're running short on time. I think we're probably down to a minute or so. So we want to let you know we're back next week to 6 to 8 with a new format. Brother Lico, I want to thank you, man, for handling everything back in the studio. I'll be home in a couple hours, and I want to thank you for all you've done. And to our listeners, thank you guys for being patient. I know we normally do 2 hours, but we gave you something short and sweet tonight, and we'll be back in full force next Sunday from 6 to 8. Lico, you could take us out, bro.
All right, man. We appreciate you. Be safe on that road, baby.
Okay. All right, man. Again, you're listening to Social Awareness and Family Enhancement on the Bomb Radio Network.
Start it.
Johnny on the
track. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, 500,000 for a show. And we started from the bottom.